This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, as the announcement made in our ear by producer Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our main studio of our originating network, Radio America, down in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria is down on the beach. Nice going, Victoria, in New Jersey. And Jay's sweating it out down in Nashville. I'm on the farm in Framingham, and I just got a notification in my... My, you know, how you get Facebook notifications when somebody sends you something on Twitter or Instagram. There's a notice. So here's the notice. I got this, and I looked at it. I thought, okay, this is worth a moment or two of our time. And I'll tell you why. I'll connect the dots in a moment. It isn't that I necessarily agree with this point of view that this fellow passed along. His name is Joe, listener Joe. His suggestion in this particular posting is as follows. It's a big, one of those signs you see people posting on Facebook and social media. Close the border. Restart construction of the pipeline. Defend Israel. Stop paying people not to work. Americans are fed up. Okay, so there's a certain segment of the society I suppose that applies to. And there are others who would snicker at that, and people would say, you know, it's Trump or it's whatever it is. I do want to think a little bit about, I was talking, and you may have heard the conversation with the ladies about China, and I know that it sometimes seems like I'm obsessed with this. I think I'm more obsessed with the American way of life and what it's brought to me in my own life. As I get older, there are things that change, and we all have to understand the change is a part of life. We don't like it, most of us, because we're used to doing things in a certain way. And then things change. Like, I can remember going to school and what I got out of it. I know what my children got out of going to school. Now the public education system is so much different. There was something called Support Public Education Day last week, and it was something that revived in my mind the public sector thinking. And I think I said, Victoria, to you during one of the breaks, I was talking about the mayor of Boston, or the she was appointed mayor after Marty Walsh, who had been the mayor, became Secretary of Labor, right? Yeah, Labor. So this lady's name is Janie, Kim Janie, J-A-N-E-Y, and she has made a number of proposals that have raised eyebrows of a lot of people who were, Marty Walsh didn't have anything to do with the fact that she became the acting mayor. She was the lieutenant mayor or whatever, assistant mayor before. So she's now running for election. And one of her platforms is to provide free rides on the public transportation system in Boston. So there are hundreds of thousands of people.
Is that for everybody?
Well, okay, she wants to start, she wants to test drive free routes. And it happens that the routes, she's a black lady, and the routes of her focus are in black parts of Boston, where a lot of people ride the bus to come into the inner city to work. There are 12,880 riders every day on this particular line, as one of the most frequently ridden, most heavily populated of all of the bus routes. And so she thinks that it should be free. This would cost the taxpayer about $40 million a year. The overall T budget, the T is what the public transportation system is called, is called in Boston, is $1 billion a year. Imagine running a public transport. I mean, it's got to be a lot more than that in New York, and I don't even know what it is in Los Angeles, but the taxpayer is the person who, you, me, us, are the ones, instead of the people that use the bus paying for it, now it's the taxpayer who doesn't use the bus. And it brought me around to thinking about the public education system.
But like, hang on one sec. But when people say things like that, like, well, I don't want to pay for the bus system because I don't use it. Well, you know what? We all pay for the fire department, and most of our houses are never going to burn down. So like,
not
I don't understand.
It,
well,
it's not,
it is your taxes.
Well, for you, it may be, Victoria, but it's not for me.
Well, same with schools. When you don't have children in school.
Wait, hang on. What do you mean? You don't pay for the fire department? What do you mean?
Well, Jennifer's heard me espouse my views about the fire department for a long time. Let's just say we'll settle in on the police. Yeah, the fire department necessary. There are some public services.
Public safety. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah. So let's say if your house, Victoria, burns down and you're like, you know what? I hate the fire department. I'm not going to call them. Fine. You let your own house burn down. That's great. But now you're impacting the neighbors and the neighbors and the neighbors. In California, if we didn't pay for a fire department, you wouldn't be talking to me today. I mean, our whole state would be burned down if we just let
I'm not sure what Doug's beef with the fire department is.
What I'm going back to is that we have way too many services that we're paying for that we all do not benefit. Let's just agree that we all benefit from having a fire department and we benefit from having a police department. And maybe we can suggest that we benefit from having a public school system. But if you take each one of those and see how they're breaking down, what is because of unions, because of public rules, because you name whatever the issue is, everything's getting more expensive. So I'll agree with you that we ought to have, I agree on the police 100%. I kind of agree on public education, and I sort of agree when it comes to the fire. I do not, however, agree that riding a bus to work is my responsibility for somebody else to pay for. I might agree with you on the other things, but I just see this as a continuing the public sector growing and growing.
Right.
And it just becomes like China. Again, we're back to the new model that we want everything to be controlled by the government? They extort the Chinese people, don't pay taxes. It's taken out of the revenue of whatever companies the government owns because they control everything. So now, are we to go down that street? And where does it stop? Okay, give free rides to people on the bus. Next thing, I'm going to want to ride on the plane to Los Angeles free. Why should I
next
pay?
Time. Free food from the government, and then the next thing you know, we wake up, and every month, each of us is being handed 5 eggs and a little bit of meat, like they are in Cuba. I think that's the point, is that when you rely on government to get you to work, when you rely on government to give you your food or to give you your place to live, you might achieve equity, but the equity is that everybody has nothing, and that's the problem. I think that's kind of the overgrowth of government, I think, is maybe a better way to go at it than instead of attacking department by department. I don't think anybody's says there is room for government, certainly.
We need to have order. We need order and we need rules.
And do we trust the government to spend our money efficiently? And I think they prove time and time again, no matter what you are, Democrat, Republican, whatever, they love to spend, but they don't take a lot of accountability to try to figure out how to get money.
So, but does it stop? Is there a way of, is this, I use
no,
the
people are very used to having the government take care of themselves, take care of them now. So it's difficult.
And that boils down to people who are working, like the four of us, to pay for somebody who may or may not be. It's unfortunate that some people have a hard time getting to work for whatever the reason. But what happened before I came along to pay the taxes to have you get a free ride to work? How'd you get there before? You ride a bike? Did you walk? You thumb a ride, you take, was it carpooling, whatever it was, people created the fix to their problems. Now, nobody has to fix their problem because the government comes along and said, okay, I'm going to fix your problem. I'm going to give you a free ride to work.
Well, I don't know about fixing the problem, but, you know, there are multiple statistics that show that, especially in lower income, whatever your job is, let's say you're making minimum wage, transportation is the number one obstacle to those people who are in those jobs. And we need people to stay in those jobs. So if you look at, and I'm sure there's like a profit loss spreadsheet somewhere in Boston where they looked at how many people would be out of work, or can we give a free bus ride and save a buck and get them to their jobs?
Let's go one step further.
That's a big part of it.
Okay. Let's talk about what's going on, the reality right now of the mortgage payment moratorium, which is going to expire. You can't throw a person out of their rental property because the moratorium is in effect, but that's going to expire too. So then what are we going to do?
Well, I think it did expire over the weekend.
Okay, yeah, it did. So what do we do? Do we have some subsidy to guarantee these people, I don't want to see them out on the street. But it, what's the fix?
Yeah, this is another government-created problem. By letting this go on for so long, by letting this go on for over a year and a half, this is the problem that we haven't even begun to see yet. And when government shut down entire cities, everybody was like, oh, well, we got to be safe because of COVID, so we're going to shut everything down. Well, when you shut everything down, then you have to start paying for things for people.
Right.
You've now, I mean, for homeowners, it's a little bit different because your loan company may decide that you could tap payments that you missed on the end. But for renters, where are they ever going to get, how are they ever going to dig out of all the money that they owe if they are not paying their rent at all? And those landlords aren't going to get relief forever. So it has to end. And they let it go on way too long. I think renewing this program may have seemed like the right thing to do, but now what are you going to do? You're going to have a huge problem with people that are going to be out on the streets. This is going to increase homeless problems throughout the country. It's a mess. This is why government should not get involved in shutting things down like that.
Well, to the extent they did. So I'm looking at the stats here, Victoria. About 1.8 million, there are homeowners, about 1.8 million homes are in forbearance. Which is, if you don't know what that is, if you're behind on your mortgage, the mortgage company, the bank, whatever, can tell you or give you, you know, you add on. That's what we're talking about, what Jennifer just said. Add them on to the end. You can't pay it now. Okay. So just your mortgage instead of having another 36 months
though,
to go.
That's what everybody thought it was. And so, and a lot of my friends are going through this where it depends on what state you live in, depends on what your mortgage company is, because everybody just assumed, oh, well, I'll just tack it on at the end. And a lot of people are getting bills right now for 2 years worth.
They know how to pay
or
them.
A year and a half worth. Yeah. So it's a huge, huge problem. And Jen's right. I mean, for renters, you know, landlords, they need to have people in those apartments. And depending on where you live, you know, if you're in New York City, people are going back into the city now. But it's still, there are so many people who are just haven't paid rent in a year. So, it's a lot.
It's a difficult situation. Yeah, it's a reality. It's 18 past the hour on the reality-driven DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard. That's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces. Plus peanut butter topping and chocolatey topping mixed in world-famous DQ saucer. Now picture yourself digging in. To express the excitement you'll feel, I'm talking in all caps. Because it's a capital E Extreme treat with all the Reese's flavor you could dream of. Underline exclamation point. Try the DQ Reese's Extreme Blizzard and take Reese's and DQ love to a whole new level. DQ. Happy tastes good.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobelift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Nobelift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
In the
warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, who has something focusing on Lenny Kravitz. I've never understood the fascination with him. Help me understand what it is about Lenny Kravitz that people are so gravitated to, Jay, will you?
Or any, his all music of is amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
He's awesome.
Why does
he's also
it,
Lenny really Kravitz.
Actor. Yeah, he's also a really good actor, too. He's been in a lot of movies.
Is.
So why doesn't it sync with me? What is there? Is it just he's not for me or people my
different
age?
Different strokes for different folks?
I suppose, yeah. Thank you. There you go. All right, so what's going on with him? Why is he all over the place?
Well, Lenny Kravitz and Jason Momoa call each other brothers. Jason Momoa's
Momoa
brother was over
the Aquaman, right? Isn't that the guy?
Yeah, correct.
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
I share a wife and an ex-wife.
Huh? Lisa
they share a wife and an ex-wife, right?
Oh. Yeah, Lisa Bonet from The Cosby Show was married to Lenny Kravitz, and from like 87 to 93, and then she married Jason Momoa in 2005. And they've said in past interviews, Jason Momoa and Lenny Kravitz, that they became instant BFFs as soon as they met.
Really?
Jason Momoa was on; he hosted SNL, and Lenny Kravitz showed up in person in the crowd, cheering him on. Jason Momoa bought him a thank you bracelet or a thank you gift, and it was Jason Momoa's birthday over the weekend, and Lenny Kravitz was just saying that he's proud to call him his brother.
And
I mean,
he's
this is like blended family of goals.
Yeah,
so
right.
who's Lenny Kravitz married to now? Anybody?
I don't know. I think Lenny's single. But he and Lisa Bonet have Zoe Kravitz. They share a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so
who's also a fantastic actor.
Yeah, she's wonderful. So that is a very nice blended family. Doesn't always go that way.
No,
and then,
it doesn't.
Yeah, and then
so it's a good example then of how to do it the right way.
Yeah, divorces and Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet, they have two kids together as well.
Okay, so there you go. All right, let's talk about some other actors. Matt Damon and this is Fathers of Daughters. This rings a bell with me. Explain for everybody what Matt Damon is, what the focus is on him this week.
Well, apparently he only just learned months ago that it's not okay to use the F slur for homosexuals. And he learned that from his daughter.
Really?
What? 50 years old, just learned that that's not an okay thing to
say. Well, what is that?
Why would he admit this?
Are we talking about FAG? Is that it?
Yes.
Ah, okay. He really? Really?
That's what he
yeah,
says.
He was talking in an interview, and there was a family meal, and he said the word, and his daughter got up and left the table, wrote him a lengthy letter saying why it's not okay, why it's harmful, and he was explaining how it was just something that he would say with friends when they were younger. It had a different
connotation. Oh, I can believe that. Coming from Southie?
Very Boston. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Why in the world would the daughter not just say something there? Why would she get up from the table and write a lengthy letter to her father? That's so gross.
Well, because maybe
drama.
She felt like
I don't think that
she
gross.
Wouldn't be.
I think every kid think processes things. Okay, well, okay.
I mean,
talk to your dad.
If
you're able to have dinner with him, talk to him.
Yeah, but sometimes you want to say something and people jump in all over you. And if you write a letter, then you're able to kind of be heard and you won't be interrupted as much.
Right, and poem. That would be better.
A haiku.
And not every kid is, you know, some kids just express themselves better in writing or just differently.
I want to hide in a bag when I hear my dad say. Can you imagine?
Well,
I know. I'm the only inappropriate one here. But guess what? That's funny. I mean, I don't know. I feel like if you have a letter to write to someone, I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't you talk it out? I mean, wouldn't you? Why?
Well, they did after she gave him the letter.
Yeah.
They did talk it out.
They had the conversation afterwards.
You
write them a letter? She had a lot
I sometimes start a conversation by sending them a note. What do you think of this? Or tell me what this.
I don't think there's anything weird here.
Yeah, early on in my relationship with my husband, if there were big feelings or big emotions around an argument, we would write each other a letter and understand where the other person was coming from.
So that
we
could be
taken in so many bad ways. I feel like it just causes more trouble.
Past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Lindsey Graham said Monday that he tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. But infections in vaccinated people are still very rare and usually cause mild or no symptoms, as is the case with Senator Graham. It appears Graham may have exposed a number of other senators to the virus this weekend as he attended a weekend get-together on Senator Joe Manchin's houseboat. The United States on Monday reached the goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot into 70% of American adults a month late. Louisiana ordered nearly everyone, vaccinated or not, to wear masks again in all indoor and public settings, including schools and colleges. Three guests were injured Monday night after an iceberg wall collapsed at the Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The three guests were taken to the hospital, and their injuries are unknown at this time. The museum's owner said it wasn't immediately clear what caused the collapse. The attraction was closed following the incident. USA Radio News.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many employers across America are requiring their employees be vaccinated. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With the rise of COVID infections due to the Delta variant, many businesses are rethinking their plans to return their workforces to the office. Last week, Google and Facebook became the first large Silicon Valley firms to require their employees to get vaccinated before coming back to the office. The Walt Disney Corporation has also said that all employees in the U.S. who are working on-site will have to get their shots. Dr. Celine Gounder says that vaccination remains the easiest way to control the pandemic in the workplace. The NYU epidemiologist tells CNBC that with enough vaccination, we could turn COVID into a much milder illness, like the flu.
This really comes down to whether your workforce is vaccinated. Vaccination is the way out of this pandemic. Some people have compared COVID to the flu. That is not a correct comparison, but we could turn COVID into something much more mild, like the flu, through vaccination. So if you're able to get your workforce vaccinated, I think it's a completely different calculation than if you're not.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC warned on Monday against travel to Greece, Ireland, Iran, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and other locations because of a rising number of COVID-19 cases in those places. Some of the other locations being raised to CDC's level 4 avoid travel include Libya, Kazakhstan, Andorra, Malta, and Isle of Man between England and Ireland. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The hour. Hi. Welcome to the DJV program. Lots of things cooking. The outer world is a manifestation of your inner world. Have you thought about that as you start your day? Or you give the day, you just get up in the morning and you kind of, okay, let's go to the next thing. Let's have a cup of coffee. By the way, did you know, here's this conundrum. Okay, over here on the right, and I don't mean politically, there is a lot of information that suggests that coffee is good for you, right? Okay, over on the left-hand side, there's information that suggests that coffee is bad for you. In fact, the latest is a suggestion that if you drink a lot of coffee, you're going to get dementia and brain
shrinkage. But yet,
shrinkage.
I read a study that said you will not get dementia.
I know, like, I saw that. Week. I saw the same thing not long ago.
It's the number of cups, though. So if you have more than six cups, they did brain scans on this, on these 17,000 people or something like that. They did MRIs, and so they found that the more that from six cups and onward, they showed significant brain shrinkage, which is dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that.
I find that listening to a lot of talk radio today, frankly.
Well, brain and shrinkage. Who the heck drinks six cups of coffee a day?
But
I mean,
if
does
you think about it,
really?
When they say
I think Victoria used to drink that much, didn't you?
But see, when they say cups, if that's not a big mug, they mean 8 ounces. So if you think about it, one mug could be 16 ounces. That's two cups already. So, I mean, a venti from Starbucks, I used to drink two ventis a day. So I don't even know how many ounces that is.
Yeah, okay, you don't drink coffee, right?
Isn't it 20? Yeah, I do. I like lattes. Yeah.
But do you drink, like, when you're on the air? I think Jennifer drinks sometimes when she's on the air, right?
I drink a cup of coffee. So I drink a lot of coffee, but there's no way I'm getting to six cups. I drink one cup when I'm here, and it's just a regular, like,
so then is this overdoing it? Is this scaring people just for the fun of scaring
people? No, because
people
drink, because this is, I don't know what the coffee drinking habits are in Australia. That's where this study was done. But, you know, there are people, there are plenty of people that I've known throughout my life who just drink coffee all day long. They just are constantly sipping coffee all day.
But anything like you do that is bad for you. If I had ice cream all day long, it would be bad for me.
You'd be so happy.
I'd love to have ice cream all day long. I love it. But, and maybe eating peaches all day. I have a peach tree that's falling over because there's so many peaches on it. If I were to eat peaches all day, would I get sick? Or apples? Or bananas or squash.
Don't you think this is just a perfect story that demonstrates that nobody knows what the heck is going on? I mean, seriously, it's like the back and forth and the flip-flopping on COVID. And I've always said it's kind of like coffee. And here it is, just like coffee. It's good for you. It's bad for you. Too much is great. Too little is bad. Too much is bad. I mean, it's just,
it's
back and forth all the time. Well, I mean, science constantly disproves itself, right?
Yes,
and
it does. Yep, it's very true.
And now there's like a concerted effort, I think, to also erase science. So I don't know what this leaves us with. I mean, there are very few things that are black and white in this world, and one of them is usually biological gender, right? I mean, it's usually like you can agree that most of us are either biologically male or biologically female, and now there's a push. WebMD has a story about it today about how they want to remove sex from birth certificates, and that's a recommendation of the American Medical Association. So it's the AMA.
God, how many people
you
does
tell
this
me.
Affect?
I bring
really
it up to
truly.
You because it's
well,
like...
Well, I think that was something we talked about also in dealing with the people who want to change their sex. And it's an individual thing you want to do it, that's great if you do it and decide.
This is not how you live your life. I mean, how you live your life is going to be how you live your life.
How many people does it affect? I mean, how many people are likely to want to change?
Right, that's the thing. Most parents, they say, do you want to list the sex of your baby? Yes, go ahead, it's a boy. You know, most parents are going to do that. Some parents may not want to do that because, you know, like Caitlyn Jenner has been very vocal for years talking about how difficult it is to change your driver's license after you have, after you've had, the surgery. And so, like, if it was not listed on your birth certificate, it makes it a lot easier to list your sex later on in life.
But you understand still biologically that Caitlyn Jenner
is
still a boy.
How many people is going to affect? We talk about 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000,
I know people say biologically, Jen, but my answer is who cares? I don't care
right.
where Caitlin was born.
And that's the point. Like, why have to change it on the driver's license?
I don't
why
care
have
what
to
she
change
is
it on
now.
The birth certificate?
Well, because you have to list your sex
the
on
truth
your
is
driver's
if you,
license.
Yeah,
that,
if
you
go
can't get
to...
Around that.
Because it's an identifying marker, right? And if you... To me, just taking it away the purpose of it is to just add more chaos and gray area to everything. In something where you are either a biological male or female, it's like it's just adding more chaos and more gray area to something that doesn't need it. And I don't know why it has to be a discussion, truly.
What is the AMA saying about it? Because you said they endorsed this, right?
Yeah, the AMA.
I'm just curious,
came out.
Like, what did they say?
They said, hang on, I just actually closed the article, but here it is. So it's from WebMD today, and it says that sex should be removed as a legal designation on the public part of birth certificates, according to the AMA. It said it can lead to discrimination and unnecessary burden on individuals whose current gender identity does not align with their designation at birth.
Okay.
But see, what they're saying is that your gender identity changes the science of who you are, and it does not. I mean, I can identify as a flamingo. If I go to the doctor, they're still going to treat me as a biological woman, female, human being, right? I mean, that's what they're going to treat me as, not a flamingo. I'm not going to get treatment at a vet if I identify as a flamingo. They're going to send me to a hospital where they treat human patients. And that's
but you're
just,
saying that someone who's transgender isn't human? I mean, that's a, I don't understand.
Victoria, I am not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I never said that. Come on.
Right, but
I'm saying this. How you live your life, how you, no, it's about who you identify with. So I'm saying if I identify as a rock and I say I want to be sent to a science lab when I don't feel good, right, because I'm a rock, they're going to send me to a hospital because science is science. You are either a male or a female, and whatever people choose and how they live their life is their prerogative. That's what they get to do, but it doesn't change who you are when you were born is my point.
We've become more involved in people's lives than we
way
should.
More.
It's not
this
not
is between
our
the parents
business.
And the doctor.
Yeah,
right.
We have a story.
Guys,
every
truth
one of
is
us.
Truth. You're either a boy or a girl. It doesn't
well,
matter.
Well, if you change
you're
that,
5 or 10 or 35.
But what the, why do you give a damn
born,
what people
you
are
that way? Because
I don't
look,
care.
I'm saying this is a commentary. It's a commentary on society. When we eliminate any truth that exists, we eliminate it. All we're going to be ending up with is a society that's filled with chaos. So that's the path we're on. Clearly, that's what people want.
It is the path we're on. And I'll give you that. I think everything is so confusing today. I'm thinking back to our own individual story. We have to start with ourselves, excuse me, our family, our loved ones, and then from there, you know, if you're involved and you're helping your family to be better and you're better because of it, I know I am. I'm so much better with my son and my daughter and my grandson. I'm so much better because I have the three of you around me. That's, and I'm so much better because I have the farm. That's my life. If I were to write a story, I would have all of those ingredients in the story. The fact that we, you know, my son may look upon some things differently, or my daughter may, in child rearing, or how they look at the world, and that kind of stuff. That's up to them. They're way beyond my influence now. And by the way, I kind of like the way most. I had a wonderful time with my son, and I got to know my daughter-in-law much better than I have over the last week or 10 days because they've been here, and I really enjoyed. We had fun. You can see Victoria was laughing about the posting on, was it Instagram that Sophie put up of me teaching her how to drive a tractor?
Yeah, I did not expect to see that.
No, and the animals and stuff that are on the farm. But this is a connection, and people, she didn't know anything about this. This expanded her world and gave my son a chance for her to see what he grew up around so that there's a connection when they talk about it as they live their lives, as they raise their son, how much time they want to have him spend on the farm, where do they want to live, they want to be in California, they want to be closer to me here, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's all part of what we are working on together as a family. And I think that if those things go on in a family, then the family needs to come to the realization that that's their thing.
Look,
it's not
I love
my
the fact
thing.
That everybody's different and that we, I mean, nobody should want to, I mean, I think some people do. No one should want to live in an echo chamber. That's not healthy. But I guess the point of all of this is, and, you know, Victoria
but
brought up
Caitlyn
Jenner.
There is a lot of that today, Jen. You know,
yeah, but Victoria brought up Caitlyn Jenner. I think it's a perfect example. I call Caitlyn Jenner Caitlyn Jenner. I call her she. I would vote for her for governor in California, by the way. In fact, I considered it until someone that I know very personally got into the race. Yeah. So it has nothing to do with I would love to sit and have a conversation with Caitlyn. I would love to know her life story. But if someone asked me, you know, what should be on the birth certificate of Caitlyn Jenner, I would tell you she was born biologically male. That's just a truth.
I would tell you I don't care because it's none of my business.
Yeah, she's changed her driver's license and the birth certificate.
But
who cares?
She'll be treated as such. Right.
Why?
I mean, if she goes to the doctor or gets medical
attention. But why do you care? What difference does it make to you? How's that
why do I feel like, I mean, I what? Feel like, yeah, I feel like only Republicans seem to care about this stuff, and you guys are the party supposedly of personal responsibility and no big government.
Right, but what I think is,
everyone else's
what I think is happening is that people argumenting, there's an argument, period, that they're creating these new layers of things that just aren't simply true. I think to say that you're going to not classify your child, well, your child is one or the other, right? Truth
does matter.
I mean, structure in a society.
No, but I want a real answer. Are you worried about the census? Are you worried about the Social Security
Administration? I'm worried about something much larger than that.
How is it
I'm
larger?
Worried about that because there is no truth anymore.
Everyone has their own truth. That's not true.
Oh,
okay, so my truth isn't as good as your truth. Okay, I got
it. Well, I mean, would you apply that same thing to when it comes... Would you apply that same scenario to vaccinations? Victor, you talk all the time about how everybody needs to be vaccinated. That's your truth.
Me too.
That's not the person next door to you. So if that's the case, then maybe you're making the argument, right? Your truth is that people should be vaccinated. And so does that mean everybody in the world should be, you know, scorned if they don't? I mean, that's kind of the argument that you're making against my argument, which is that it's truth. You know what? It is good to be vaccinated for most people. It is that people are biologically male or female. So, you know,
all I'm saying is if a couple goes into the hospital and they give birth to a baby, what does it even matter to anyone? Like, that's why I'm asking you. Like,
nobody's busy.
Does it matter to the Social Security Administration?
Jay, do you
care?
They
have to issue a number? I mean, I don't care.
I do not.
No. Okay. The Zodiac Magic podcast that we've started, this is an exclusive podcast of exclusive material that you cannot find anyplace else. It's me talking to astrologer Laura Banks about what's in the astrology, what's in the stars for you this week. Every week it's different. The charts change every week. Your romantic factor, all of the things that are going on in your life are affected by the stars. If you believe that and you want more, then you get it from Zodiac Magic. Also, we have a fabulous psychic named Mary O'Malley who tells stories about how she helps people. A lot of people get helped. A lot of men in business. Amazing how people are going to astrologers and psychics and people who have great minds that connect with that spirit world, if you will. If that's fascinating to you or of interest, you want to check out Zodiac Magic at wherever you get your podcast. ZodiacMagicPodcast.com also is a place to go.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is 53 minutes after the hour now on the DJV program, and a very important part of this program is our weekly get-together with Tom Kreitler for a few minutes, talk about what's going on in your home, lots of news from that sector. I was looking at some design things for a kitchen in my house, which I'm going to bet is the biggest profit center of builders. This stuff is crazy priced, and you always have tips. Huh? Oh my God!
It's expensive.
So anyway, you could spend $100,000 and look around and say, "Okay, what did I spend $100,000 on?"
Yeah,
A lot of the money you can spend. And I have a big house and it has a lot of panache to it, so you don't just throw in a few new shelves and a couple of new cabinets and throw some paint on them and say, "Look, we got a new kitchen." That probably works for some people, but doesn't work in this circumstance. So it's a headache. All right, so Tom's going to fix your headaches with questions and answers. Our listener, Lisa, has a house full of mold. I don't wish this on anybody. She says they're trying to take care of the home, which their parents lived there, but it's now empty. So what have you got for her?
Yeah, so what they did was they turned, the house was vacant, so they turned off the heat and AC and came back a month later and found green mold on the walls, and can't imagine what's causing that. But what's causing that is the presence of high humidity in that house, along with all of that drywall. Without
all the windows closed too, everything's sealed.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, you can't just seal a house up like that because it's the high humidity that leads to the mold problem. So you need to essentially Leave some level of air conditioning, depending on the season, or heating running so that you don't let that humidity build up, because that heavy amount of moisture, along with the drywall, which serves as food for the mold, will allow different types of mold to grow. And once that starts happening, it can get bad pretty fast. Now, I don't know how much mold you have here. If it's a little bit, like less than 10 square feet, you can treat it yourself. We've got step-by-step advice on how to do that on MoneyPit.com. If it's larger than that, you may have to call a professional. But you don't want to let it get out of hand, Lisa, because it will get bad, and it gets
to the point. There's a Roto-Rooter guy for mold.
Well, yeah, I mean, just be careful with the shyksters that
promise you
the world don't have the training. You want to use a specialist.
You told me when I thought I had some mold in this house to seek somebody that would inspect it and didn't have a company that fixed it. Get somebody who's not going to benefit by telling you, ooh, this is terrible. We can fix it for 10 grand.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that same advice applies here, too.
Right.
If you're going to have the testing done, make sure it's done by someone that's not in a position to also do the mitigation, because otherwise you don't want that conflict of interest. Hey, you got an old problem, and I'm just the guy to fix it for you. There's too much of that that goes on.
All right, exactly. That reminds me of Dick Cheney. I'm going to help find your vice president, and it turned out, hey, I'm the best guy for the job.
Woo-hoo.
All right. The exciting thing about the Money Pit is there's always something going on. Kreitler's mind is such that I'm sure he wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning and says, I've got a great idea for a new contest. So, what's the new contest?
Well, you know, a National Dog Day happens this month, so we figure why not do a contest for pet lovers. So we created the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest. It is live as of today on MoneyPit.com. If you post a photo of your pet and provide us a little caption about the pet, we will toss you in the hard hat to win up to $1,000 in flooring. We've got three winners, each getting $1,000 a gift card from LL Flooring, with which they can use to choose pet-friendly flooring, or really any type of flooring.
No relation to LL Cool J, probably.
LL Flooring and the Money Pit. The Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest live now at MoneyPit.com.
You know what LL stands for with Cool J? I wonder if it applies to this bunch, too. You know what LL means? And
I wouldn't hesitate, I guess.
His real name is James Smith.
Uh-huh.
He is a rapper, but he's more a star. He's one of the stars of NCIS Los Angeles, and a very good guy. And he established himself as LL Cool J because James Smith as a rapper didn't quite work. And the LL means ladies love. Ladies love Cool
LL James. Flooring stands cool for Lumber Liquidators Flooring, the name they were formerly known by.
But ladies love flooring also. I mean, they love to spend, ladies I know, love to spend money and fix it.
Everyone
house.
Loves this flooring, I tell you, it's good stuff.
I get it. Okay, ladies and men. So it could be L&M Flooring. Ladies and men love flooring. Anyway, it's a great contest. Check it out at MoneyPit.com, along with all the great podcast info that's there, the newsletter itself, sign up for it. At MoneyPit.com. Always happy to have you. You know, I should put the two, you and Warren Eckstein, the pet guy, together as a public service. That's the kind of stuff we do here, helping people make their lives better on the DJV program. It's 59.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.